Connecting Yorba Linda, Anaheim Hills, and Placentia, one story at a time. You're listening to the Corridor Podcast. Before we get to our guest today, I want to take a moment and just thank a couple of our sponsors. If you are getting close to retirement, maybe you have a family member looking to switch insurance coverage to Medicare, and you have any questions, I want you guys to give Tracy Vermilia a phone call. She is a licensed independent insurance agent here in the corridor. She specializes in Medicare Advantage, supplemental, and PDP plans. She is an expert in the area and does not deal with other kinds of insurance. So she is a fantastic resource for you to get any questions and even your coverage taken care of. Her phone number is 714-271-6575. 714-271-6575. Now, if you're on the opposite end of that spectrum and maybe you've got some baby showers coming up, a couple of birthdays maybe, and you need some beautiful invitations put together, I want you guys to head over to Melissa's Etsy shop. It's called Moon and the Mountains. It's etsy.com/shop/moonandthemountains. Or come to the website and click on a link if that's easier for you. But she is a very talented graphic designer. She does everything by hand, beautiful watercolor illustrations, and they are all custom for you. One of the beautiful things about her shop is you are able to download just the digital file, so she'll create it for you, and you can download the PDF and email it, post it online, Facebook, Instagram. But if maybe you want to go the more traditional route, have them print it out, you can either do it yourself. She is able to do that for you also at a pretty good price. Now, this is top quality work. Again, Moon and the Mountains is the name of the shop. You can find it at the website etsy.com/shop/moonandthemountains. Or come to the Corridor's website, find a link through the vendors page, and that might be easier to get to. Okay, now to our guest. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. I am here with Steve Bengos of the Eureka Pizza Company here in Yorba Linda. And I was just really intrigued by the atmosphere here. Obviously, Eureka, Alaska. Can you kind of introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about your company here?
Well, thanks, Ashad. I'm really touched and honored that you chose this place and this day to take the time to meet with me. We have a unique story. In fact, when you come into Eureka Pizza Company, this store has a backstory that's very unique, and I really try to capture and sell what it is we're all about. A lot of people ask me, Steve, how did you get here? I get the whole Alaskan theme. And well, let me share that. I was Alaskan by choice, not by birth. I call myself a transplant. I discovered it about 27 years ago. And I was a tourist, I was a musician, and when I went to Alaska, I just fell in love with it, hook, line, and sinker. And I knew that I wanted to be here. This was a lifestyle that I liked. But now that was just the personal lifestyle. Little back history, I come from a hospitality and entertainment background, and my grandfather and my father were true culinarians, and I always admired them. Family and friends just looked up to them for their culinary skills, and a lot of that just got passed down to me. And when I was in Alaska about year 2004, I had already moved up there, kind of inching my way up there and wanting to eventually become a resident. The opportunity came where my wife and I could acquire a small eatery in Seward, Alaska. It's a small town of maybe 3,000 people year-round. And but during the summer months, it swelled to 20, 30, 40,000 people, maybe more. It was a world-class tourist destination. And people came from all over the world. It wasn't just people in our backyard. It was people outside our borders, international borders, from the West Coast to the East Coast of the Lower 48. And what I found in this place that we purchased, it was a small eatery, very similar to what we have here, much, much smaller, where it was pizza, kind of a Mediterranean twist. And it was a good fit for me because it fits into my heritage being a Greek American, and the ability to carry on that theme. When we took over in 2005, by the end of the summer, we really branded ourselves as a dining destination, because I believed in a very high level of customer service, and as well as having exceptional food. I was an owner operator. I was there from open to close, very much like I am right now. Nothing much has changed.
I have noticed that, actually.
I'm the first one here. I'm the last one to leave. But I have my hands on a lot of our dishes. Everything originated, whether it's family recipe, but everything really passes through me before it gets sent out. However, I do have an outstanding crew that captures everything that I've created and able to replicate it. So the standard's there. The quality's there, so there is quality control.
So there's room for vacations here and there.
Always room, always room. Like I said, I've got a great staff, and they're putting out everything. Didn't happen overnight, but we're still building it, and I'm seeing the consistency, and that's the most important thing that is going to really establish and secure my credibility in this market, is your consistency. Mm-hmm. Being family-owned and operated, you have that ability, as opposed to some franchises that maybe some of that care isn't the same. Here it is, and so we take a lot of pride in making sure everything is consistent. So in 2005, we took over this place, and by the end of the summer, like I said, we branded ourselves as a credible dining destination. And what I didn't realize till shortly thereafter, and it took a couple of years, was that my market, my test market, were people literally, like, from, as I said, from all over the world, all over the country. And some of the toughest critics were from New York and the East Coast, and I will attest to this because I was born in Jersey. East Coast, in my opinion, has some of the best pies. And I wanted to capture that theme of making the New York style pie. Now, what makes us unique here is our pizzas are they're craft pizzas, and they're hand tossed. I make my dough fresh. In fact, I've got it proofing right now as we speak. And so I make my dough fresh every morning. I use a stone oven. I don't use a conveyor, which a lot of our competitors will use. I think conveyor ovens tend to produce more, quicker. I'm not focusing on fast. I'm focusing on really, really good. So we have that old world, old school style of cooking on the stone oven, which is very traditional and synonymous with East Coast style pizza. We also infuse a lot of Mediterranean style recipes, my tzatziki sauce, our gyros. I mean, we're a pizza place, and we've got Greek food, and so it works out really well. There's a lot of opportunity to cross reference food groups, but still work within the theme of a pizza eatery. As I said, our theme is very Alaskan, because when I left Alaska, we were there from 2005 to 2016. It was a tough decision to make, because I made my home there. But my family was based down here. So I spent many years in missing football games, soccer games, all kinds of events, first dates, prom dates. But we were still very, very connected. It was their love, support, and belief in what I was doing up there that kept me going and helped me persevere. And that opportunity up there really paved the way to come here to a market of 60,000 people in my backyard. Now I had to prove myself, that our credibility. And as an unknown entity, we're owner-operated. We're not just some other new pizza joint in town. I knew that I had to be not just good, but I had to be different, unique, and consistently good.
When did you guys open shop here in River Linda?
We opened in August of 2016, middle August, and the store took a little bit longer than anticipated for build out. So that was a little stressful as far as building it out. We took over an existing eatery that needed an extensive amount of work. And we gutted the whole place from floor to ceiling, wall to wall, reconfigured everything. And I designed every square inch of the store, and from the kitchen to the dining. And having a background, in a previous lifetime, I was an art director in television.
Okay.
And so I understood set design. When I worked in television, everything I did was smoke and mirrors. Here, I just made everything functional. So I was very aware of composition, placement, space planning, texture, color, lighting, all those things that put this whole package together. So when you come and eat here, you're stimulated by a lot of things. You've got visuals that really capture your eye from all of my historical photographs that capture the Yukon Gold Rush of 1896. And so all the photographs are capture that piece of history, but it's just a theme. We're in California, but we're an Alaskan themed store. And that's, again, goes back to making us a little bit more unique. I don't want to compete with everybody. I don't want to compete with the other entities in town that have a kind like. Again, I want to be unique. Just like the beer that we serve, everything we have, we do have beer and wine here. And our beer comes from the Alaskan Brewing Company. They're based out of Juneau, Alaska, and they have distribution here in the lower 48. We are their number one account in all of California in tap sales. So you come here, all of our ales on tap are from the Alaskan Brewing Company, and there's a great selection. And it's an award-winning brewing company, so we're satisfied with that.
Yeah, I'm not a huge beer drinker, but your wife...
Well, come around, we'll make you
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I guess. My brother-in-law, he actually writes a little section in there, come beer with me. And so he's talking about all the craft breweries. So I'll send him here.
Oh,
and he'll write
he won't
up.
Be disappointed.
I bet he won't. But man, it was a summer blend or something. I don't remember what it was called, but
it was a Kolsch. It was a Kolsch style ale, which is all their ales on tap are just in my opinion award winning.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, what's your favorite pizza here?
That is the hardest one. I love a good cheese pizza, believe it or not. I mean, come on, Steve, with all the toppings that you have here, you got to pick cheese. I'll tell you why I like the cheese pizza, because I use a premium blend of grande, provolone, and mozzarella blend. It is a very high-end cheese.
That sounds delicious.
It is, and you can taste the difference. I know that some places will just use a straight, mozzarella cheese and blend it with a cheddar, and you can tell the difference. The provolone and mozzarella blend is very rich, and you can taste the difference. Mm-hmm. And I love a cheese pizza with a little oregano. I'm sorry, that's the Greek in me. But I would have to say the other favorite pizza, and I see it here because it's the most repeatedly ordered pizza, is my Italiano Blanco. It's an Alfredo sauce with sauteed spinach, mushrooms, chicken, and artichoke hearts. Delicious, it is so good. And it is my most repeatedly ordered gourmet pizza. We do a lot of craft pizza, a lot of gourmet pizzas too.
What was that one called?
Italiano Blanco.
Okay.
It's a white sauce.
You're gonna have to get that.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Now, I think I saw on one of your Facebook pages, your kids are in high school, go to Yorba Linda High School, is that correct?
I have one at Canyon High. My wife and I, we have three kids. Actually, now they're young adults. My oldest is a graduating senior at Long Beach State University, getting her Bachelor of Science degree in Marine Biology, very proud of her. My middle son is a sophomore at Washington State University, majoring in biomedical engineering, extremely proud of him.
I was going to say, there's a lot of Washington State paraphernalia going on.
There is, because we're a recognized viewing site for all Washington State Cougar games. So my wife and I, we've joined the Alumni Association, and it's really a lot of fun. And the community's kind of accepted that. It's like, oh, come on, how come you're not supporting UCLA, USC?
Right.
Because my child goes to Washington State, and we appreciate you supporting small business because you're helping a young person pursue a dream. So, and then that's it. We get smiles back. It's not a problem.
That's awesome.
And of course, my youngest one is an incredible musician, studying music. He's at Canyon High. I didn't want to leave him out. And so I'm exceedingly proud of him because he's got more talent in his pinky nail than I've had my whole career.
Going back to the musician, what you said you were a musician. What did you do?
I was in a Greek band, Ashat, from the time I was 16 till my 40s.
I'm afraid to ask what a Greek band
is. We were a Greek cover album band. We were a wedding band. I mean, I've been to more weddings, baptisms, Greek festivals, than you can even count.
Boy. And so Sandler that's, movies are running through my head right now.
But I was it was a weekend gig. I was always a weekend musician, and I spent so many weekends playing at all these different venues, and that one venue, believe it or not, is what brought me up to Alaska, 27 years ago, back when I was a little more active. Of course, I was a drummer, and I put the drumsticks aside, and now my son has inherited those, and but now I found the path. I have so much passion for what I do here, and everything. When you come into the store, what I tell everybody, everything that I do here, everything that is encompassed here, is a result of what I've done in my previous past. From I was an art student. I graduated Long Beach State University in 1983 with a degree in commercial art in illustration, and made a living doing that. And entertainment, music, food. Growing up in that industry, my resume really holds a lot of water and supported my decision to go into this business. It's a crazy business. Restaurant business is not for everybody. It takes a lot of passion, Ashok. You need to have passion, patience, and perseverance. Courage. It's very easy to just get, oh gosh, and I don't think I want to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I work 17 hours a day because I want to.
Right.
And I believe in something. You have to believe in what you have and what you're producing for every person that walks through that door. When everyone that walks through that door, yes, they're a valued guest, but when they leave here, they are family, and you make them feel that way.
That's awesome. I mean, one of the themes I'm trying to come across with these podcasts is just how much businesses serve the community they're part of. They're not just an establishment to make money, you know, for the owners, but really when a business owner has that heart to just serve the people around them and be the good customer service and, you know, deliver a product people love. I love, you know, I just love seeing everything about that. You know, that the heart of that, I think, is what makes the community successful.
Let me support what you just said. I am seeing a trend, and I'm no MBA. I don't have a crystal ball, but what I do see is a trend in the folks that come into the store. They want something different, and what they want is they want to go out and dine the way they used to remember dining. Press pause on that, because see, we have so many franchises around here. Everywhere you go, everywhere you drive is another franchise. It's a commercial this, commercial that. I mean, you see them on TV. It's exploding with franchise. But people are missing that sit down with family, sit down old fashioned dining style, sitting and talking. And because of what I designed here in the store, it's very rustic, it's very warm, and very friendly. My cushions are very comfortable.
Yeah, very nice. I'm enjoying one right now.
We make people feel comfortable in wanting to sit here. I always tell people, stay until you leave. So there's that comfort. And they're getting comfort food, home style, like it was cooked at home. This is what we do. It's not quick shake and bake and just, you know, press a button and it's food in a bag. No, we make everything from scratch. It takes a lot of extra time. Yeah, my sauces take a little extra time to make, but the people notice the difference.
You can taste the difference.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's delicious. Any parting thoughts?
I'm so overwhelmed and how this community has embraced us. And I think being a part of the community is absolutely critical. When we moved down here, coming from Alaska, you know, we made a living. It was a very seasonal town. We worked 120 days, I mean, feverishly. And then, of course, the other 8 months we worked for free. It was very seasonal. But coming down here, we're in business 12 months out of the year. And, of course, we have the curve of, you know, where it's busy at the weekends and it dips Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's just a constant curve. But I hold firm to being to persevere in this business. I hope to have an impact. Success comes in comes on different levels. My idea of success is the ability to establish a business that's respected, that's credible, and I believe you sow good seeds, you bring good fruit. and it doesn't may not happen overnight.
Right.
But we're getting there, and I see it in the smiles of people that leave here. It's awesome. Within 2 years, now I know people's names. I remember. I mean, sometimes I know what they're going to order. Sometimes it may even happen. I've already started the order before the ticket's even written. And people like that personal, mm-hmm. that one-on-one.
I notice that at restaurants I go to. It's, well, hey, how are you, Joe?
And a lot of venues, Ashat, are missing that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of businesses are missing that. And some are catching on there, realizing, hey, customer service is real. Well, what is customer service? It's not just saying thank you. It's getting to know your customers and sitting down once in a while and thank them.
Invest a little bit of energy and compassion and, attention into someone, and they'll remember.
Yeah,
they'll
come back. Absolutely. Yeah. And yes, I do always touch my tables as best as I can. How's everything? Is everything going well? Can I get you anything else? But the more importantly, I thank them for coming.
Yeah.
I thank them when they come in. I thank them when they leave. Thanks for being, thanks for allowing us to extend our hospitality.
It's a great attitude.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on with me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I will definitely be seeing you around. So.
Well, thank you for visiting, and Eureka, you found it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Corridor Podcast. Be sure to visit the website and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date on what's happening inside the corridor. And, as always, we are a sponsor-supported program. If you would like more information on how to become a sponsor, please email info@thecorridoroc.com. Thanks.